وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. بارك الله فيك حضرت مولانا سليم صاحب. May Allah سبحانه وتعالى cover you in his rahmah and his mercy, and may Allah سبحانه وتعالى accept all your sacrifices. آمين. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأعدوا لهم ما استطعتم من قوة ومن رباط الخيل ترهبون به عدو الله وعدوكم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International, today we discuss the reward for keeping guard in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, keeping guard for a single day in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is better than 1,000 days in other places. Imam Ibn Majah rahimahullah narrates the above with the following exception. He who keeps guard for a single night in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, then this single night is equivalent to 1,000 days and nights spent in fasting and worship. Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked about the reward for keeping guard. He replied, he who spends a single night guarding the Muslims shall receive the reward of those who were behind him, of those who kept fast and offered salah. Sahal ibn Sa'ad radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, keeping guard for a single day in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is better than the world and all that is on it. So Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, keeping guard for a single day and night is better than fasting during the day and spending the night in worship for a full month. If the person passes away while keeping guard, the deeds that he used to do would continue to be recorded in his favor, his sustenance will continue in his favor, and he will be safe from Munkar and Nakir, the two angels that are appointed over him. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, keeping guard for 1 month is better than keeping fast forever. Ubay ibn Ka'ab radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, keeping guard for a single day apart from the month of Ramadan in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu while expecting its reward is better than engaging in worship for the entire year spent in fasting during the day and worship during the night. Keeping guard for a single day in the month of Ramadan in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, guarding the Muslims from the attack of enemies and expecting its reward, is superior in the sight of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and greater in reward. I think he said, is superior to worship for 1,000 months, fasting during the day and engaging in worship during the night. If Allah Jalla Jalaluhu returns him safely to his family, no evil is recorded against him for 1,000 years, while good deeds are recorded in his favor. The reward of keeping guard is recorded in his favor till the day of resurrection. Jabir radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, he who keeps guard for a single day in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu places 7 trenches between him and the hellfire. The distance between each trench is like the seven heavens and the seven earths. Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the salah of the person keeping guard is equivalent to 500 salahs. His spending a single dinar in dirham is superior to spending 700 dinars at other times. The reward for he who passes away while keeping guard. The authentic hadith of Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu was already quoted. Keeping guard for a single day and night is better than fasting during the day and spending the night in worship for a full month. If the person passes away while keeping guard, the deeds that he used to do would continue to be recorded in his favor, his sustenance will continue in his favor, and he will be safe from Munkar and Nakir, the two angels that are appointed over him. Al-Irbad ibn Sariya radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a person passes away, every deed of his is severed except for the one who keeps guard in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. His deeds are increased in his favor and his sustenance is recorded in his favor till the day of resurrection. Fadala ibn Ubaid radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the deeds of every dead person are sealed except for a person who keeps guard in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. His deeds are increased in his favor till the day of resurrection, and he is given security from the trials and tribulations of the grave. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, keeping guard for a single month is better than keeping fast forever. He who passes away while keeping guard in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will be safe from the greatest terror. He will receive his sustenance from paradise in the morning and evening, and the reward of one keeping guard will continue being recorded in his favor till Allah Jalla Jalaluhu raises him from his grave on the day of resurrection. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who passes away while keeping guard in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, his good deeds that he used to do will continue being recorded in his favor. His sustenance will continue being provided to him. He will be safe from Munkar and Nakir, and Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will raise him on the day of resurrection, safe and secure from the greatest terror. At-Tabarani rahimahullah adds the following in his narration, when a murabit passes away while keeping guard, the rewards for his good deeds continue being recorded in his favor till the day of resurrection. He receives his sustenance in the morning and evening, and he is married to 70 doe-eyed damsels of paradise. It is said to him, wait and intercede till the entire reckoning is completed. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one of the best livelihoods of the people is that a man who holds on to the reins of his horse in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and flies on his back. Every time he hears a clamor or fearful event from the enemy, he flies onto his back, seeking a fight or death where he feels he will find it. A person who remains among the sheep on the mountain tops or in the valleys, establishing salah, giving the zakah, and worshipping his sustainer till death overtakes him, is not from amongst the people except in goodness. The reward for keeping guard in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. مَا كَانَ لِأَهْلِ الْمَدِينَةِ وَمَنْ حَوْلَهُمْ مِنَ الْعِرَابِ أَنْ يَتَخَلَّفُوا عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ من الأعراب أن يتخلفوا عن رسول الله ولا يرغبوا بأنفسهم عن نفسه ذلك بأنهم لا يصيبهم ظمأ ولا نصب ولا مخمصة في سبيل الله ولا يطؤون موطئا يغيظ الكفار ولا ينالون من عدو نيلا إلا كتب لهم به عمل صالح إن الله لا يضيع أجر المحسنين. It is not proper for the inhabitants of Medina and the Bedouins around them to abstain from setting out with the messenger of Allah or to prefer their own lives to the messengers. This is because the Mujahideen are afflicted neither by thirst, nor by fatigue, nor by hunger in the path of Allah, nor do they tread a path which angers the unbelievers, nor do they snatch anything from the enemy, anything, but that a good deed is written in their favor in exchange for it. Surely Allah Jalla Jalaluhu does not usurp the rights of the righteous. Usman radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, keeping guard in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is superior to 1,000 days wherein a person spends the 1,000 nights in worship and the 1,000 days in fasting. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are three types of eyes which the hellfire will not touch, an eye which was lost while in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, an eye which kept guard in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, an eye which cried out of the fear of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. The narration of Al-Hakim Rahimahullah states, two types of eyes have been made unlawful to the hellfire, an eye which cried out of the fear of Allah, and an eye which spent the night guarding Islam and his people from unbelief. Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, there are two types of eyes which the hellfire will not touch, an eye which cried out of the fear of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, and an eye that spent the night guarding for the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are two types of eyes which the hellfire will never ever touch, an eye which spent the night guarding for the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, and an eye that cried out of the fear of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he who voluntarily keeps guard behind the Muslims in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, not doing it out of compulsion from the ruler, will never see the hellfire with his eyes except for the fulfillment of the oath which Allah Jalla Jalaluhu made. There isn't anyone amongst you who will not pass through it. Abu Rayhana radiallahu ta'ala narrates that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, the hellfire is made unlawful to the eye that teared or cried out of the fear of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. The hellfire is made unlawful to the eye that remained awake in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. The hellfire is made unlawful to the one who remained awake in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. Sahal ibn al-Hanzaliya radiallahu ta'ala narrates that they traveled with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Hunain. They traveled a lengthy distance till late evening. I then attended the Zuhr Salah with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. A horseman came and said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I moved ahead of you till I climbed such and such a mountain. I saw the Hawazin, all of them with their caravans, their livestock, and their women. They have all gathered in Hunain. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam smiled and said, that is going to be the booty of the Muslims tomorrow, if Allah Jalla Jalaluhu wills. He then asked, who is going to keep guard over us tonight? Anas ibn Abi Marthad al-Ghanawi radiallahu ta'ala said, I will keep guard, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, mount. He mounted his horse and came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to him, go towards this pass till you are at his highest point, and do not become careless tonight. The next morning, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam went to his place of salah and offered two rakats. He then said, did you all perceive your rider? The companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum replied, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we did not perceive him. He then arranged the rows for the salah, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam began the salah while looking towards the pass. When he completed his salah, he said, glad tidings for your rider has come. We began looking in between the trees in the pass, and he then appeared till he stood before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said, I went towards this pass till I reached his highest point, just as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam ordered me. When I got up in the morning, I looked at both the passes, but I did not see anyone. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked, did you get off your horse during the night? He replied, no. except to offer salah or to relieve myself. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you have made paradise incumbent upon yourself because of what you did. There is therefore no need for you to do any deed after this. Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala relates, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, should I not inform you of a night that is superior to the night of power is Laylatul Qadr? A person who keeps guard in a dangerous place, perhaps he will not return to his family. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Prophet said, keeping guard for a single night on the seashore is superior to a person engaging in worship with his family for 1,000 years. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard Rasulullah saying, keeping guard for a single night in the court of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu is superior to a person keeping fast during the day and engaging in worship during the night with his family for 1,000 years. A single year is equal to 300 days and a single day is equal to 1,000 years. Subhanallah, these are the virtues for keeping guard, you know, of the Muslim territory and the Muslim areas in the face of the enemy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq and a hidayah to make amal whenever we are called at any masjid or any locality to keep guard, so that the rest of the Muslims can be comfortable. They are able to make ibadat and make tilawat and recite salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the reward for such an action, for like staying on guard. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the hidayah to make amal. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.